The Secrets of Easter Lilies. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, Easter lilies are a beautiful and symbolic part of the Easter season, but Robert McAvoy with the University of Connecticut Extension says most of the bulbs grown for production here in the U.S. are found in fields among a 10-mile stretch between the California and Oregon border.
And then the bulbs are dug in the fall and then sold to commercial forcers that force them for the following Easter.
Yes, he said force, as it takes a fairly detailed and specific cultural management system to produce the lilies in time for each Easter holiday, the date of which, of course, varies each year.
Typically, the crop for, say, this Easter, it's March 31st, is Easter Sunday. So a grower would begin to schedule their process anytime around October 14th or October 23rd. So it's a fairly long season, and it has very specific temperature regime.
As McAvoy says, if the temperatures run too high, the lilies will finish too early. Too low, the lilies will not bloom in time.
And then the other variable that comes in, the average daily temperature controls the rate of leaf development. So the way the process works in lilies, we vernalize the bulbs, which allows them to sprout out and be ready to set bloom. And then there's a period right after they emerge in the greenhouse during which we have to keep relatively cool temperatures, say in the low 60 degrees average over day and night, until flower buds actually initiate. And then from that point on, we have to force through and produce so many leaves on the plant until the first flower appears.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.